Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're diving into a technical snag that's been cropping up more and more among Linux users. The dreaded app images require Fuse to run error. If you've ever gone to launch an app image and been confronted with this message, you're certainly not alone. As app image becomes increasingly popular for distributing software across Linux, a lot of folks are hitting this particular problem for the first time. So what's really going on beneath the hood, and how can you resolve it, no matter your Linux distribution? Let's start with a bit of background to set the scene. App images are designed for portability and convenience, letting users run apps without scattering dependencies all over their file system. In theory, you just download the app image, make it executable, and double-click, easy as pie. Right? Well, often you need a little help from something called Fuse. That's the file system in UserSpace library, and it acts like a bridge between your app and your system, letting app images be mounted and run. The catch is not every version of Fuse will do the trick, especially if you're running with newer libraries or on certain flavors of Linux. Say you're on Fedora, which often ships both Fuse 2 and Fuse 3. But many app images specifically want Fuse version 2. Even if you have the latest installed, missing that older version can land you squarely in error message territory. Ubuntu users aren't off the hook either, as the necessary libraries can sometimes be a moving target. All this means version compatibility isn't just an old developer headache, it's a user reality for anyone keen on app images. So let's talk about how you actually spot and solve the issue, if it happens to you. The first step is to identify whether you even have the relevant Fuse library installed. Open up your terminal and check for libfuse.so.2 on your system. On Fedora, for example, you might run something like lsusr/lib/libfuse to see what versions are present. If that file's absent or the version doesn't match what your app image wants, you'll keep bumping into issues. On Ubuntu, it's a similar process. Look for the same library file. But here's the thing that catches people. Even with Fuse installed, it may still be the wrong version, especially as distros evolve and switch out packages. So knowing exactly which version your system's app images need is half the battle. Okay, you've diagnosed the problem. Now what's the cure? On Fedora, the fix is straightforward once you know what you're looking for. Open a terminal and enter sudo dnf install fuse-fuse-devil. This will pull in both Fuse and the relevant development libraries your app images rely on. That covers both runtime needs and future-proofing against possible version conflicts too, so it's a handy 1-2 punch. Ubuntu users have a slightly different toolkit, partly because of how Debian-based systems package these dependencies. For most, sudo apt install libfuse2 does the job, making sure the legacy version is there for app images that require it. But if you're running on a bleeding edge or recently released Ubuntu, you might encounter a package called libfuse2t64 installing that can resolve the compatibility gap. And if you're not sure what you need, it's always a solid idea to check the app image documentation or see what your distribution's forums are saying. Speaking of documentation, there's a bigger theme here about the role of transparency in technology, and I think it's worth pausing on that for a minute. Across the tech landscape, we're seeing more scrutiny on everything from privacy legislation to dependency management, and the need for users to understand these underlying mechanics is only growing. Take the recent debates about privacy, like GrapheneOS refusing to comply with certain age verification laws. It might seem unrelated, but both that and this app image issue boil down to the importance of knowing what runs on your machine and why. When dependencies are poorly documented or poorly managed, users run into roadblocks, not just technically, but ethically and socially. So being hands-on and informed helps you avoid headaches and keeps your tech life in your own hands. But back to the task at hand. What if, after fixing Fuse, you still hit a wall when launching your app image? Sometimes, permissions or sandboxing features, especially in hardening-driven distros, can step in and block execution, despite everything appearing properly installed. Checking user permissions, ensuring you're not running into conflicts with SE Linux or AppArmor, and confirming you have execute rights on the app image itself can often make the difference. Just run chmod plus x on the file before attempting to launch, if you haven't already. It's such a small step, but ignoring those basics is an easy way to get tripped up even after you've solved the Fuse library problem. Now let's circle back to the real takeaway here. Library versioning may sound esoteric, but it's increasingly vital in modern Linux use. Linux is more varied than ever. There are distros aimed at privacy, rolling release models, and experimentations with packaging formats ranging from Flatpak to Snap to, yes, AppImage. Understanding which dependencies you need and how to maintain them is no longer just the domain of power users. Anyone installing and running software outside their distribution's official repositories needs to pick up a few new habits. First, always check the official documentation for the applications and packaging methods you're using. Most will outline known compatibility quirks and provide troubleshooting steps. Second, don't be afraid of community. Places like Stack Overflow, Reddit, and your distro's official forums are gold mines of shared fixes and wisdom. It's rare to have a totally unique issue, and odds are, someone has already cracked the code on whatever conflict you're facing with Fuse or app image versions. Third, keep an eye on the bigger picture. How new regulations, technical shifts, and emerging trends might influence things like packaging standards or supported libraries in your chosen distribution. Some upstream changes, whether it's a package being deprecated or renamed, can quietly roll out and suddenly break your workflow. By making regular updates and monitoring your dependencies, you'll stay ahead of the curve rather than scrambling after the fact. It's a bit like digital gardening. Tending to your software environment just keeps things running smoothly and predictably. So to recap, when you hit that app images require Fuse to run message, your steps are simple but critical. First, check for the right Fuse library version using your distro's package manager and install it if it's missing. For Fedora, that's sudo dnf install fuse fusedevil. For Ubuntu, sudo apt install libfuse2 or libfuse2t64. Make sure your app image is executable and review your system's permissions or sandboxing filters if you still have trouble. Most of the time, following this checklist will resolve the error. If not, documentation and peer support should help you cross the finish line. Thinking more broadly, all this troubleshooting ties into a wider awareness needed today: the technical and societal forces shaping the open source ecosystem. The way software is shared, packaged, and maintained is increasingly part of the conversation about privacy rights, data sovereignty, and even legal compliance in various countries. Being proactive with software management is a small but powerful way to keep control in your own hands. It also makes the experience of running Linux more rewarding. Whether you're a tinkerer, a professional, or just someone keen to get the most out of open source apps, I'd encourage everyone to look at error messages as opportunities to better understand what's running under the hood, not just annoyances to swat away. The next time you see anything about Fuse or AppImage, you'll be equipped with the knowledge and resources to handle it confidently. Stay curious, stay up to date, and don't hesitate to reach out to the vibrant Linux and open source communities around you for advice. If you're keen to dig deeper, the official AppImage project and most distros maintain active troubleshooting wikis and chats. Consider dropping in if you hit a snag. It's one of the best ways to learn and maybe even help someone else out down the line. Before we wrap up, I want to highlight again the real value of embracing a bit of technical curiosity in your day-to-day Linux use. The open source world moves quickly, but stepping in with awareness and a willingness to learn means the system works for you, not the other way around. Whether it's dealing with a Fuse library or staying on top of privacy changes, you have more control than you might first think, and that's a win in my book. As always, thanks for joining me for this deep dive into Linux troubleshooting and open source culture. Stay tuned for more episodes where we crack tricky issues and keep the conversation rolling. If you found this helpful, share it with a friend and check out our sponsor, Element.fm, for all your podcasting needs. And remember, there's always more to learn with open source. Thanks for listening.